Hello, this is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. I see very plainly Abraham Lincoln's dark brown face. Walt Whitman recorded his viewing of Lincoln's face, Lincoln's dark brown face, on August 12, 1863. Whitman would stand at the corner of Vermont Avenue near L Street in Washington, D.C., and around 8:30 in the morning, Lincoln and his small cohort of cavalrymen, two by two, in yellow striped jackets on blue, would jangle and clatter by. "We have got so we exchange bows, and very cordial ones," Whitman added to that account. Other than that kind of distant sighting, they never really met. But you can imagine, can't you, what it would have been like to have listened to Walt Whitman and Abraham Lincoln talking? Here's a line from Whitman's poem, Leaves of Grass. Can you hear him recite it to Lincoln? "My comrade, for you to share with me two greatnesses, and a third one rising, inclusive, and more resplendent, the greatness of love and democracy, and the greatness of religion." That's what he wrote. I can hear Lincoln rise to that mouthful of poetry by Whitman. Love, democracy, and religion. "Walter," he might say, "here's from a speech I gave at the Wisconsin State Fair, mid-August 1859. What do you think of this? Every blade of grass is a study. Trees, shrubs, fruits, plants and flowers, the thousand things of which these are specimens, each a world of study within itself." How would such Lincoln words, blades of grass and specimens, sound in Whitman's ear, Whitman who later wrote Leaves of Grass and Specimen Days, the two old poets, weather-beaten, talking? But it's not only words about Lincoln's dark brown face that I want us to see as a part of his spiritual life. Whitman was very taken with what he called the Western aspect of Lincoln. This rustic, disheveled new face in politics was, to Easterners, a Western face. Illinois was on the prairie frontier of America. A dark brown face may not have been the same to them at that time as to us now. Dark brown faces belonged to Indians and to the Negro, more than to the Boston or New York gentleman. But it meant to Whitman that Lincoln was a natural and authentic man like himself. Many of us were attracted to the tanned face of John F. Kennedy. His ruddy complexion seemed to say he knew the wind and the sun off of Cape Cod, knew the afternoon sun of a touch football game. Nixon seemed pasty white and sweaty compared. We know now that Lincoln's coloring had more to do with his medication for Addison's disease. But still, we put a lot of stock in how the face of a leader looks to us and what we think it says about him or her. Lincoln really was a man of the natural world as well as the political hall and the state library. Noah Brooks, the Castine journalist, wrote, quote, "Lincoln was a close observer of nature as well as of men." And he went on to quote Lincoln as saying after a horseback ride through the Virginia woods, Lincoln saying, "A man's character was like a tree, and his reputation like its shadow. The shadow's what we think of it, but the tree is the real thing." In the spiritual life of Lincoln, we see that his reputation and his reality his shadow and his tree, are one thing, authentic and integrated, crucial human aspects of a spiritual life, aspects of an honest face, dark and brown. That face can light us down in honor, ourselves, to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.